You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ramona Shelburne, Emily Kaplan, Monica McNutt, and Jackie McMullen. Hello, Jackie. The shocking release of Cam Newton. What did Bill Belichick just do? And on our last show, can we get Jackie Mack to say Mac Jones is the next Tom Brady? Let's go.
Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath,
people. Ramona, don't you start. I'm looking at you right now. You're getting emotional. I'm going to get emotional. This is going to be a domino butterfly effect. There is so much in this Patriots story, and that's how we start. How Belichick could say yesterday a lot of decisions to make. And then, did the COVID week Cam Newton have play into this? The high five walk away, did Mac Jones know? And where this leaves Cam Newton now, Jackie McMullen, around the horn to you. Does this make sense? Are the Patriots better with Mac Jones starting? Did the Patriots do Cam Newton dirty? Go ahead.
No, I don't think they did at all, Tony. And listen, let's go all the way back to the draft. Mm-hmm. When the Patriots used a first-round draft pick to take Mac Jones. That's the day we knew that this was going to come. Not sooner or later, we didn't know. I do think that Cam's COVID difficulties played into this, the fact that he's unvaccinated. I think that was a problem for this team going forward. But most of all, here's what I know about Belichick. It's what I've always known about him. He's going to put the player that he thought won the job out there. And Mac Jones won the job.
Monica McNutt,
it's really that simple.
Do you see this as the Patriots in some way doing Cam Newton dirty?
No, I think this is the world that we live in. Teams, owners, we've all had to adjust, but in their cases, they've lost tons of revenue behind COVID protocol, and Cam just refuses to get vaccinated. I don't think that the margin was exceptionally wide in terms of what we saw from both of them in the preseason, but that too is the problem. You gave them a reason, and so here we are. Even if you buy that somewhere in there, Cam's ego, he didn't want to be the backup, at the root of this, you look at all the folks that are on the ground, at the root of this, the common denominator is his vaccination status.
And Emily Kaplan?
I think they did him kind of dirty. Look, the Patriots always handle things their own way, but even this was baffling by their own standards. Why give Cam all of these preseason reps, including the two with the starters this weekend? Why, if you didn't trust him throwing, did you not let him run at all? That's what he's best at. Why trot out a half version of this guy all postseason and waste preseason and waste everybody's time? You know, the thing with Cam Newton is I don't think he ever got a fair shake. We know that they had more opt-outs than any other team last year. He wasn't the same after he got COVID. It's just a really weird ending to a really weird tenure.
And Ramona Shelburne.
Look, I don't know if this day is about decisions, but I think it's more about consequences. And when you are not vaccinated in the NFL, especially when you are a quarterback, you are a liability. You are not going to be a reliable starter for the Patriots or any team. And we've seen a couple of quarterbacks now in this preseason miss those 5 days when they are not vaccinated. And I think the Patriots going into the beginning of a season, and as Jackie said, this was going to happen at some point this year, just a question of when. Why not do it now?
But is Cam Newton better than Brian Hoyer? I mean, that they made the decision just to bench him, to totally release him, Monica.
But if Cam Newton is stuck in the COVID protocol because he was people have come up with this scenario of Cam potentially picking up the virus, right? But even if it's vice versa and say that Matt came up with it, if he's in that same small group, like he goes into protocol too and you're out, so.
Jackie, are the Patriots better today?
I believe they are. Listen, Mac Jones can distribute the ball for him. They're not going to ask him to do too much, much like a young Tom Brady, but I will never make that comparison no matter how many times you ask me to. But I will say this. He can manage the football game for Bill Belichick. The way they played with Cam Newton last year is not how the Patriots like to play. With Mac Jones behind center, they can get back to what
we've got
like
plenty more on defense. This story. We'll get to it in a second. First, I want to take a look at this lineup one more time. Fact is, Jackie, everybody wanted to be on the show with you for your last show. And we do have some surprises ahead. But we needed to start with all women because you were the only woman on the show for far too long, and that's all of our grievous fault. It's our privilege to start with all women now because of what you've done, and two, this industry. So I turn to Emily Kaplan now.
You know, as a woman breaking into this industry, especially on TV, sometimes you feel pressure to fit into a certain mold. Jackie, you were original, your true self, every single day. And I think that's why viewers resonated with you. I think it's why athletes respected and trusted you so much. And the moment I realized that's what made you cool, it empowered me to live my true authentic self in this job, even if it wasn't neat or conventional. So thank you for recommending me for the show. Thank you for being a real one. And thank you for just being really, really, really nice.
So sweet for you to say that. It's the truth. Jackie recommended Emily Kaplan for the show. You guys got to get eyes on Emily Kaplan. And we did. Monica McNutt.
Cap, hold it together. You almost got me going. I remember distinctly going from a fan and consumer of sports, Jackie, to thinking, I want to do that. And I'll never forget sitting in the living room with my dad. And I was like, who's that? Because we're watching Around the Horn. He's like, that's Jackie McMullen. She's written books. She's covered sports in Boston. She's a heavy hitter. And so fast forward however many years later, one thing Emily said that certainly resonates with me is you've been so tremendously kind. It's sort of unnerving to sit on a panel with the first woman inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And you've been nothing but gracious, kind and generous, and I so appreciate your support.
Ramona Shelburne, we know how you feel about Jackie McMullen. I mean, you have said it time and time again, but please, the floor is yours, wherever you want to go.
I think the first time I met Jackie was the 2008 finals in Boston when the Lakers were playing the Celtics. I went up to her and I actually said, you're Jackie McMullen. Like, that's how you like, I didn't say, hi, I'm Ramona. You're Jackie McMullen, and then couldn't make any sense out of what I was saying for a while. And she just treated me like it was nothing. Yeah, I'm sure she gets that from everybody. And what, you know, Jackie has given me not only just friendship, but some of the best advice I've ever gotten in my career. I always think, what would Jackie do? One thing she always tells me is, you know, look, there's a whole pie out there, and we all got to eat from it. So you just have your slice. You can have another slice, but you don't have to eat the whole pie, okay? And I thought about that right now as she's retiring, because there's so much more pie she can eat. Like, she can go eat that whole pie, but she wants to leave some for the rest of us. Man, that's a legacy. And, you know, from the advice you've given me professionally, but mostly as a mom, knowing that I could do it because you did it. I mean, Jackie took a couple years off when she had her kids, and I always said, wow, how did you do that in your career? You just pulled a Jordan and just took off 2-3 years in the middle of your career to have your kids. And she said, it was the best decision I ever made. I would do it again. When I was deciding to have a child and how could I ever do it, that's what I thought of, and that's what I think of all the time. And I can't believe you're doing this to me on the same day my son has his preschool orientation. I am just a mess with my lashes. Man, love you.
That's love right
there. Love you back, dear.
It's the definition of legacy, Jackie. And I know you have a lot you want to say. You got to hold on to the end, because I muted you before. I'll mute you again. When you went into the Hall of Fame and when you won the Penn Award, it's been said, the first woman to win. You've made it so it will never stop with you. You blaze trails for others. And that's forever, Jackie. And it's not just for women in the industry. Charities and organizations like Shooting Touch using basketball to bridge communities from Boston to Rwanda. By your seeds, their deeds.
On behalf of Shooting Touch,
thank you for everything you're doing to change a woman's game.
You've been such a role model for all female athletes.
Happy retirement.
Jackie, we love you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Happy
retirement. Shooting Touch loves you.
And at the Boston Globe, it's the debut of Jackie McMullen.
Always wanted to be on the Wheaties box or the Zozo's box. She will be paid equally. Oh. The America I envision, we are all equal.
Oh, yes. I love that. You won that debate. That. Our debate show. You
yes,
won
that was so good.
By yourself, Jack. Some more surprise.
Jackie back in 2024. Anybody? Woo!
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Welcome back to Around the Horn. Line change. Woody Payne making an appearance on the show. J.A. Adande and Bill Plaschke. These are the originals. This is 19 years of this show right here. Hit her with your best shot, fellas. Let's go. The Mac Jones takeover. I'm going back in on this. Belichick putting all the hype on the rookie. It's fascinating. Bill Plaschke, can you make the argument to convince Jackie McMullen to say Mac Jones is the next Tom Brady?
I've got to convince her. She hasn't already said it. I missed the first segment. I'm sure she said it. She's thinking it. She wants to say it. She's been saying it for 18 damn years. She'll be saying it again. Mac Jones has a great offensive line, a great running backs, a great coach. Say it, Jackie. You know you say
wait a second. J.A. Donne convinced Jackie Mac.
Well, Jackie, maybe you can get inside Belichick's head. You're always closer to him than we were. Maybe this isn't about being the next Brady. Maybe it's about beating the old Brady. Maybe he said, this might not give us the best chance to win in week one, but it gives us the best chance to win in week four when we're facing the Buccaneers.
And all right, Woody, go at Jackie. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Jackie, get with the program. I brought you flowers today. You've got to join us in saying that Jones is the next Brady. And the reason would be this is the first time that Belichick felt so strongly against about a rookie quarterback that he drafted one in the first round. Never happened before. And he fulfilled exactly what Belichick wanted in a young quarterback.
All right, Jackie. Did your longtime friends and colleagues convince you that Mac Jones is the next Tom Brady? Will you say it on your last show?
I will never do that to Mac Jones. Ever. Never, ever do that to Mac Jones. He's going to have his own career. Thank you very much. Won't do it.
He's too nice.
Buy or sell two. A long bathroom break is this story. It's so fitting that this is your last story on your last show. Stefanos Tsitsipas took a long bathroom break last night at the U.S. Open after the four set. Came back to beat Andy Murray. Murray afterwards voiced his frustration that he was in there for so long. Said he lost respect. Jackie, buy or sell Tsitsipas doing anything wrong here. And buy or sell Murray talking about it.
Well, technically, Tsitsipas didn't do anything wrong by the rules. But this is what I think we would all call gamesmanship. He had done this in a previous match where he took a long bathroom break. But Andy Murray, I'm a little disappointed in him as well. This is a mental game. Gamesmanship, don't fall for it, my friend. Just power through it.
And now for bathroom breaks, I go to Woody Page. I mean, that's it.
There should be, Tony, an investigation of what happened. If they have CCTV, they should see what he was doing in the bathroom. You never spend 8 minutes in the bathroom as he's done in the last two tournaments unless you're taking a newspaper in there, as my father used to.
Okay, all right. So you're serious about that? Adande, buy or sell, long bathroom.
Talk about long. I love the fact that Murray won't let this go. He was tweeting about it today, noting that the bathroom break took longer than Jeff Bezos' space flight and using the rarely used combination of a toilet emoji and a rocket ship emoji.
Bill Plaschke.
I can't believe this is even a debate. When you gotta go, you gotta go. All of us panelists on this show, it takes about an hour and a half to do. Yeah. We'd all go to the bathroom if we could during the middle of the show. The match lasted four and
this
a half hours.
This might be the wrong demographic to be asking this question. All right. Yeah, buy or sell three, the most important story of the day. J.A. Adande, buy or sell Jackie McMullen. Let's go around the horn.
You have to buy Jackie McMullen. No one else can use such a wide range of, or get such a wide range out of the word deer. She can use dear to verbally embrace you when she hasn't seen you for a while. She can also use dear when she's getting ready to slice and dice you with a barrage of facts and just make you want to curl up in a fetal position on the show. I've been fortunate and blessed and just fortunate enough to have both used against me and for me. Thank you, Jackie.
Woody Page, buy or sell Jackie McMullen?
I'm selling that she's retiring. What in the world are you doing to us? You're leaving us. Jackie, you probably don't remember, November 12th, 2002, you were on your first show with me, TJ Simers, and Jay Mariotti. Mm. You beat me then, you're going to beat me again today. Coming in, going out. In 2007, World Series, she was attacked outside her hotel room, and she was able to get him to go away by singing at him.
Is that a true story? Wow. I want to hear more about that. And Bill Plaschke, buy or sell Jackie McMullen?
I'm going to buy this. Hope I get through without crying. For 18 years, I've done this with Jackie. And the best part of doing a show with Jackie is after the show on the drive home, the phone rings. You look at it, it's Jackie Mac calling to talk about you. Talk about me. Ask about my family. Ask about my kids. We don't talk Twitter. She's not on Twitter. We don't have Instagram. She's not on Instagram. She's all about people. In the world of cruel, sometimes caustic sports world, Jackie was a breath of humanity every day of her career. That's why the athletes love her. That's why the journalists love her. Mm. We're going to miss her. Mm. Love you.
Your friendship is so rich. All you guys. Where there is friendship, there is life. And there's also mutes, but the mutes come with smiles. Jackie, you're still muted. I know you want to talk about that nut. You don't get it. You're still muted. Guys, don't wander far, please. All right, we got another surprise coming up. Showdown. Will Jackie win her last show, or will that host screw her over one more time? In 2 minutes.
$500 if he coaches anywhere else next season.
Jackie Mack.
More.
As the points continue to fall off, gotta say, Jackie, we salute you for showing up, taking your penalty like a pro.
I'll work for points, Tony. I will.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
257 wins in 888 shows, but will Jackie McMullen win her last show? Who's here to take her on in Showdown? Mr. Bob Ryan, how great is this for you guys? Bob, you met Jackie at the Boston Globe when she was a news intern. You gave way to her for the famous Boston Celtics beat. You gave her the notebook. It's one of the great stories in all of sports reporting. And you were elbow to elbow, of course, on Press Row for countless games, and then in the Hall of Fame together. Bob, when did you know Jackie was special?
I knew she was good from the start. I said, hey, this young lady knows what she's talking about. We were talking to equals as an equal right away. But I knew she was special when after she took the beat for me, for the 87-88 season, about 3 months in, people were saying, what was the name of that other guy? You know? So she immediately got on the right wavelength with the most important person, number 33, Larry Bird. I had done a book with Larry. She's done two. I mean, what can I say? She's outdone me. But I am so proud of the way her career has progressed. So proud to have known her. And this is a big loss to our industry.
She's not going anywhere. This is the wonderful thing about you. She's saying she has priorities in life. And Jackie, that's what I want to talk to you about right now. I know it's been hard for you to hear all this and stay quiet just a little bit longer. How do you tell somebody what they mean to you? You open up your heart and you put it outside your body, And then you get a photo of that person from before you knew them that is moderately embarrassing, but really is awesome. Let's look at this photo of Jackie McMullen in high school. You tell us, Jackie, you weren't the best player on the team, but I think you were. But I know this more than anything. You were the best teammate on the team. Look at that face, Jackie. This picture is the essence of Jackie McMullen. The Jackie who gives it all to others and gives it all for others. This is you then, this is you now, this is you forever. Before every show, we play music, and everybody needs to know this, Jackie. You sing every song. You've been to every concert. You love music. It's right there with sports for you. So here's what I need to say to you today, Jackie. You are our song. And you can tell everybody this is your song. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful Around the Horn's been with you in the world. So now, without further ado, not you yet, Jackie, not you. Without further ado, Pablo Torre, ladies and gentlemen. Pablo's with us here on the show as well because he loves you just as much as everybody. Pabi, how are you? On behalf of all of us here at Around the Horn, the first jersey retirement in ESPN history. Let me pull it this way.
You told me that this is my thing. This is my thing for Jackie.
Yes, Jackie, you get the win. Win number 258 going up to the rafters. Let's see it. Let's see it. Get up. Yes, we did it. Technology, Pablo, we did it. Watch out. We might lose it. Jackie, as you watch it go up to the rafters, I'll let you know that there's about 90 seconds left in the show. And I'll also say this, 258 can never be won on this show. Anyone who goes from 257 has to go to 259. Jackie, please, take the time, all the time you need.
Well, this has been quite something. And, you know, all I ever wanted to be was a writer. I didn't know anything about television. And I'm not sure after all these years I still really know anything about television. But all I knew was this, like, quirky show came up with all these amazing reporters and a scoring system that still boggles all of our minds. And a core of people that just somehow brought us together in ways that I just never, ever thought possible, you know? Tony, I grew up on this show, both personally and professionally. And I never really cared about the wins and the losses. And I'm pretty competitive normally, but in this context, I never did care. All I cared about was these friendships that all of us were forming. And they happened, and they were so special. And what it allowed us to do was to celebrate the very greatest times together and lean on each other during, you know, some pretty terrible times that all of us may have experienced. But we did all of that together. And so that's the hardest part for me. That's why it's so hard for me to say goodbye to everybody, because I love you all so much, but I know it's time for me. You know, you mentioned music. I was driving down listening to the radio today. Brett Denon has a song called See the World. And in that song, he says, I'm planting trees that I won't climb. And you know, that's me. That's me. I'm planting trees I'm not gonna climb. I need you guys to climb them for me. Thank you. I love you all so much. Everybody in front and behind the camera. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I really do. Thank you.
Jackie McMullen. You know, telling the people in your life how you feel about them, it's not just a kind thing to do, it's a necessary thing to do. Your heart is a muscle. It helps your heart grow. Jackie, I know this is retirement, but don't be a stranger. Our door is always open. Everybody else, we'll see you tomorrow. We're on a 23 and a half hour break. To Jackie McMullen.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.